Manitoba Agriculture reports variable precipitation across the province over the past 7 days, along with isolated thunderstorms that brought hail, strong winds, intense rains, and possible tornadoes. I'm Bruce Cochran, and this is Farmscape, produced on behalf of North America's pork producers. I'll be back in a moment.
For QuickBooks repair or QuickBooks conversions, visit QuickBooksRepairPro.com. That's QuickBooksRepairPro.com. Results guaranteed.
Manitoba Agriculture released its weekly crop report Tuesday. Sonia Wilson, an oilseed specialist with Manitoba Agriculture, says excess moisture continues to be a problem in many areas.
So we saw definitely some precipitation come through across Manitoba. So we had rains and isolated thunderstorms again, which we did have definitely some severe hail in certain areas, as well as strong winds and potential tornadoes. So we definitely saw some hail in the southwest area, so around the Kearney, north of Hartney, along Nisa, et cetera, and it was quite significant on a lot of crops. So from, the size of a loonie up to the size of a golf ball or a baseball. So we did see quite significant crop damage there. And at this point, we feel they're being assessed for potential regrowth, depending on how it will impact the yield. Overall, some areas are sitting at more than 200% of normal, especially in the northwest in terms of precipitation. And then in the central eastern, we are seeing sitting around that 80% of the 30-year average. And again, a lot of areas had excess moisture already, so this is going to continue to add to that. But we do have some warmer temperatures as well scheduled, which will hopefully help to dry out some fields, but it will definitely has added to some continued excess moisture stress in a lot of areas.
Wilson says crops typically can tolerate a couple of days underwater, and there are crops that have been in standing water for long periods, especially in the low spots. For more, visit farmscape.ca. I'm Bruce Cochran.